Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is door. D-O-O-R.
Really?
You bet your life! The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present the best of Groucho. Yes, friends, it's a Groucho summertime. By popular demand from your letters, from rating histories, and the acclaim of critics, the DeSoto Plymouth dealers bring you selected shows from You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. Groucho Marx is on vacation, friends, and will return in the fall. Until then, it's fun and laughs each week this summer as we proudly present some of the best of Groucho's past shows. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, Groucho Marx. Well, here I am again with $2,500 for one of our couples. George Fenneman, who's first to try for the $2,500?
Just before we went on the air, we asked if there were any young single people present tonight, and our studio audience selected Miss Nina Kramer, Mr. Clarence Allen, and here they are. Folks, come on in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome. Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And you say the secret word, you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. You're both single, eh? And would like to get married someday. Well, shake hands with Omar the matchmaker. Miss Nina? Is that the way
Nina.
You pronounce it? Nina?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are you, formerly a ten pin or something? Isn't N-I-N-A Nina?
No, it's Nina.
It's Nina?
Yes, it is.
Well, Nina or a tenner doesn't make a difference. I used to know a tenner named Nina. Where are you from, Nina?
I'm originally from Chicago.
Uh-huh. How original were you in Chicago?
19 years ago.
19 years ago? Then you've been here about 2 years, is that right?
No, I've been here about 10 years.
Oh, you're not 29, are you?
Now you've got me confused. No, I'm 19.
You left Chicago 19 years ago and you're 19 years old?
No, I was 19.
How did you come out?
Chicago.
By bassinet? Would you mind repeating that whole thing again? How old are you?
I'm 19.
19?
Yes.
How long since you left Chicago?
Oh, about 10 years.
Oh, I see. That would make you 14 years old.
You can leave it at that.
Okay, leave it. And what's your hometown, sonny boy? Clarence?
I'm from Claremont, California.
Claremont?
Claremont.
I thought that was in Oklahoma.
Not the one in California.
Probably not. And I guess the one in Oklahoma is not the same one that's in California. That's where Will Rogers comes from, you know.
Oh, he does?
Claremont. See, now you've learned something tonight. It'll cost you $3. What is your age, Clarence?
I'm 25.
25, and how long since you left Chicago?
How long since I left Chicago? Some time ago.
Some time, and then you must be 19 years old, huh? What kind of work do you do, Clarence?
I'm a geologist.
Don't change the subject. I asked you what kind of work. Well, a geologists are really doing a wonderful work these days. Now, what do they do?
Oh, we study rocks, hunt for minerals, hunt for oil, hunt for anything valuable in the Earth's surface.
You actually look for rocks, is that it?
That's right.
Just wanted to be sure on this program. We never take anything for granted, you know. Stop groaning. It's free, you know, this thing. Nobody forced you to come down here. I could have used all your tickets tonight. Now, as a mining engineer, what would you say is the most valuable mineral?
I'd say coal.
You would, huh? How about uranium? Do you ever look for that?
Oh, yes, we look for uranium, although it's scarce enough around here, so normally it's only when we're looking for some other mineral as well.
You mean if you want to find uranium, you have to look for something else?
Well, that's what we do, yes.
That's kind of ridiculous. Why don't you start out looking for uranium? And then maybe you'd find coal. What would happen if I said I know where you can find uranium?
Well, if you actually did have uranium, send to Washington, you stand a chance of getting a $10,000 bonus from the government.
There's a $50,000 reward for me out now from the government. Niner, what sort of work do you do?
I'm a librarian.
A librarian? Really? Is that so? I didn't realize librarians came this young.
Oh, well, there are lots of young girls in libraries.
Oh, is that so? I guess I'll have to start reading again. That's it. Now, what library do you work for?
The Beverly Hills Public Library.
Really? I live in Beverly Hills. I don't think I've been there. Where is it located?
Well, it's in the city hall, right next to the police station.
Oh, I've been there, all right. On the other hand, maybe it was the library. As I recall it, they booked me at the time. Does anything exciting ever happen in the library?
Well, it's usually pretty quiet, but the other day something happened. We usually send the police out after someone who keeps a book too long. And they'd been looking for a certain man for a long time. He had a book for months. And they finally found him in the city jail, which is right next door to the library.
Well, Nina, you said door, and you and geology over here split $100 between you. Now, let's see how well you work together as a team. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at $2,500. But first, there's something I want you to pay close attention to.
Listen to what Groucho Marx himself says about DeSoto Full Power Steering, the sensational new DeSoto feature that lets you turn the steering wheel almost without effort, even when the car is at a standstill.
Frankly, I didn't believe this till I actually tried it myself. You can turn the wheel with just one finger. It's as easy as dialing a phone.
Right, Groucho. And friends, if you haven't yet tried DeSoto Full Power Steering, do it now. DeSoto Full, not partial, but Full Power Steering, does the work of steering for you. And that's true whether your car is moving or at an absolute standstill. It makes parking a cinch. Gone is the pulling and tugging of other days. You can turn the steering wheel with one finger. And out on the highway, DeSoto Full Power Steering makes driving easier and safer and less tiring. Believe me, there's no other type of power steering to compare with it. Tomorrow, stop at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers and take the 5-mile trial in the DeSoto Fire Dome 8 with a 160 horsepower V8 engine or the handsome DeSoto Powermaster 6. See for yourself how easy it is to drive and to park with DeSoto's Full Power Steering. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car most like high-priced cars.
Now, let's see if you'll get a chance at the $2,500. George, explain the rules.
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,500 DeSoto Plymouth question at the end of the show.
Let's see how high you can build your $20. You selected animals and nursery rhymes. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
18. Sounds
18.
Good.
18. Mm-hmm. All right. What kind of a pet did old Mother Hubbard have?
A dog.
A dog is correct.
Well, you're on your way. You have $38.
Remember, you're going for $2,500 tonight. Now, how much of the 38 are you going to bet on this one?
36.
What ran after the farmer's wife?
Three blind mice.
Three blind mice, that's right.
I should say you are doing mighty well. You have $74.
$74. Here's your third question. How much are you going to go for?
70?
73.
What did Bo Peep tend?
Sheep.
Sheep is right. Sheep would have the prize.
You have $147.
Don't be so solemn. Here's your King Solomon's daughter over here. Wives. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much are you going to bet?
147. How does that sound?
All right.
How much have they got?
147 is winning the whole thing. Huh?
Okay, whole thing.
Okay. What did Tom the Piper's son swipe?
Pig.
A pig is right.
And you two wind up with a grand total of $294.
And Major Ross Crosley, what is your hometown, Major?
My home is Columbus, Ohio.
Are you married, Major?
Yes, sir. Very much so.
Did you volunteer or were you drafted?
Sir, I volunteered.
Should have married the Army. After 20 years, the Army gives you a pension. How long you been married, Sylvia?
4 months.
4 months, huh? First time out?
Yes.
That's what they say at the racetrack. It's good enough for me. You've been married 4 months, huh? Did you volunteer or were you drafted, Sylvia?
Drafted.
Now, how long you been married, Major?
Groucho, I've been married for 13 years.
13 years?
13 years.
And how long you been in the Army?
9 years.
Which seems long enough. Be careful.
Well, I guess the Army. Army is.
He's no fool, this guy. If he insults the Army, all they can do is cut off his buttons, throw him in the guardhouse, and shoot him at sunrise. I never did understand that shooting at sunrise. Suppose it's raining, then they don't shoot you at all? Now, how did you meet your commanding officer?
Groucho, I just don't remember. But I believe it was at a box social at a church.
What is a box social? You eat one of these dinners and then you wind up in a box? Is that it?
Everybody brings a box. And then whose ever name was in the box, of course, you had to eat with
them. Like a raffle, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Now, which branch of the service are you in?
I'm in the Quartermaster Corps.
Now, what do you do as a quartermaster?
Well, we supervise the procurement of perishable foods for the armed forces.
Could you give us a sample shopping day? What did you buy for the Army today?
Well, we bought about 35,000 pounds of beef. We bought, I think it was around 60,000 pounds of oranges, about 15,000 gallons of milk.
And that's just one day shopping.
Yes, sir.
I don't see how you get it all in one of those little baskets. Now, when you buy in such large quantities, how do you know you're not getting stung?
Well, we have everything inspected. If we buy meat, why, we have the veterinarian inspect all of it.
Where do you buy your meat? Santa Anita?
No, we buy our meat in the manner, as I just told you, from the packing houses and so forth.
Now, suppose you buy a carload of strawberries. Do you turn the train over to see if the bad ones are on the bottom? Now, Mrs. Sparks, speaking of food, what methods do you have for keeping your food bill within your budget?
Well, I usually make out a budget Monday and just plan different menus for the week.
Mm-hmm. You're a very shrewd little manager. You ever spend more than you have in your budget?
Oh, well, 1 month I did.
And doesn't your husband object?
Oh, he doesn't know about it.
That's what I said. You're a very shrewd little manager. Well, I've learned a lot about shopping tonight. Now, let's see if you two can win a little grocery money. You might win $2,500. Run your $20 into more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much our first couple won, but Fenneman's offstage to remind our listeners.
The librarian and the engineer won $294.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can bill you $20. You select the George Washington as your subject. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
Let's make it 15.
15? What is the name of George Washington's home?
Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon is correct.
Well, good start. Yeah, $35.
Remember, you're going for $2,500 tonight. Now, how much of the $35 are you going to go for?
Oh, we'll go for $20.
$20? Is that all right, Mrs. Sparks?
Yes.
What's the first name of George Washington's wife?
Martha.
Martha is right.
You're now at $55.
She certainly had a lot of candy stores at one time. Yeah. Here's your third question. How much of the $55 are you going to bet?
We bet it all.
You're going to bet the $55? All right, where did Washington's army spend the bitter winter of 1777?
Valley Forge.
Valley Forge, and you're right.
Now you have $110.
You got $110, and this is your last chance to beat the others. Now, how much are you going to bet?
90,
is that all right, Sylvia? In what state was George Washington born?
Virginia.
Virginia is correct. Put it there, Major. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You wind up with a grand total of $200, and thank you very much.
Well, Groucho, the secret word is still the same. It's door.
Talk slow, like it'll drag at this.
All right. I was going to say that we invited some girl swimmers to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Norma Welts. Her partner is a sculptor, Mr. Yuka Solomunik. And here they are. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, folks, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. A girl swimmer and a sculptor, eh? Norma Welts, is it?
That's right. Uh-huh.
You're a very pretty girl, Norma, and I'm disappointed that you're not wearing a bathing suit.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're not half as sorry as I am. Yuka Solomunik?
That's right.
That's a very famous name. I've often seen it in the menu at the Brown Derby. You're some kind of an hors d'oeuvre, aren't you?
No, I'm a sculptor.
A sculptor, huh? How did you ever get a name like Yuka Solomunik?
Just like you did. My parents gave it to me.
As far as I know, your parents didn't even know me. Where are you from, Mr. Solomunik?
I was born in Yugoslavia.
Why did you come to California?
My doctor advised me to get rid of my sinus trouble I had.
And did you get rid of your sinus?
It's worse than before.
Well, in that case, it's a good thing you came to California. At least you did get rid of your doctor. Could you sound off in Yugoslavian, Yuka?
Sure.
I speak it very well, you know. Go ahead, say something.
Ti imaš veoma dobru glavu.
Oh, you're a southern Yugoslavian. Okay, I give up. What did you say?
You have very interesting head.
It's really nothing. As a matter of fact, it is nothing. Yeah? I've seen better heads on a glass of beer. Are you married, Yuck?
Yeah.
I'll call you Yuck. We get familiar very swiftly on this show. You're married, Yuck?
Yeah.
How'd you meet your wife?
Well, she used to come to my classes where I used to lecture in the sculpturing, you know, on sculpturing.
And how did you meet her? She was sitting in the audience? And
yes,
she was spellbound at your lecture?
She was not spellbound, but she was attracted to me, you see, and I have fallen in love with her nose.
You fell in love with her nose?
That's right.
Did she have it with her?
Yeah.
Now, Norma, that's a very pretty name, Norma. You're a very pretty girl. Huh?
Thank you.
Have you always been this pretty?
Well, I guess so.
You're a swimmer. Huh? Do you swim for a living?
No, I'm a low freshman at SC.
What kind of course are you taking there? 3 points of the starboard?
No, elementary education.
Why are you taking that kind of a course?
Well, I like children, and I'd be teaching little children in the second or third grade.
Oh, I see. You want to be a teacher,
yes,
is that?
Yes, uh-huh.
Are you being rushed by any of the fraternities at school?
No, you mean sororities. Fraternities don't rush women.
Things have certainly changed since I went to school. We used to rush anything. Are you going to take up swimming professionally, Norma?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
No.
It depends on how good I get eventually.
Uh-huh. Have you won any titles?
Yes, I'm the present junior 100-meter backstroke champion. I was also on the 4-man freestyle relay team that won the junior championship.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the advantages of swimming as compared with other sports?
Well,
like shooting pool.
Well, it's a good social, good outdoors, and
you mean you meet people swimming,
yeah,
up and down? Oh, why don't I keep my mouth shut? You and your partner over here just split $100 between you. Now, what do you say to the advantages of swimming? And don't say doors again, because you've been paid. Huh?
Well, one thing that, of course, I always look for is that most swimmers usually have a nice figure, and you just can't help it.
You think swimming gives them a good figure,
mm-hmm,
huh? Well, it isn't quite true. Have you ever taken a good look at a whale? Mr. Solomunik, haven't you got a nickname? What'll I call you? You don't want me to call you Yuck, huh?
Call me Yuk. or George?
I'll call you Yuck.
I like it better, too.
Let's talk about sculpting. How did you acquire this skill?
Well, first I was born.
Well,
then
that's reasonable to believe.
Then I went to the famous academy to study.
Well, how did you decide to become a sculptor?
I kind of like it. Appeal to my sense. I study technical thing about sculpture, history of art, and anatomy.
Well, I've studied anatomy, but I doubt if I could ever be a sculptor. However, I'm told I'm a pretty good chiseler. Now, do you think that Norma here would make a good statue?
I think she would. She has a very fine proportioned head. A very beautiful nose.
Steady there, Yuck. Now, when you see a beautiful woman, what's the first thing an artist like yourself looks for? What a ridiculous question.
I look at her eyes.
Pardon me, I didn't hear what you said.
I say I look at eyes.
You look at the eyes first?
Yes.
Well, I can see I'd be a total loss as a sculptor. Now, Yuck, look into Norma's eyes and tell me, what does she look like inside?
I think she has a very beautiful soul, no? Very fine expression, very depth. She's a good person, I can see it.
You keep looking on the inside, I'll keep looking on the outside. Now, Yuck, have you done any well-known people in bronze or stone?
Yes. I did one of the President Roosevelt before
President
he died.
President Roosevelt? Well, you must be very good, huh?
I suppose.
And how was he? Was he quiet when...
It was very interesting. You see, during this work, he asked me, he says, what do you want me to do? I told him to keep his mouth closed, you see. And
Are you a Republican?
No. No. The next day, the newspaper misinterpreted my story, and they told him, I told him to keep his mouth shut. Of course, I didn't. I just told him to keep his mouth closed, because, you know, when you work, you have to keep his mouth closed, you know.
Who are some of the other well-known people you've chiseled, modeled, sculpted?
Well, I did Jan Sibelius, the Finnish composer.
Sibelius?
Yes.
Really? Is that so?
John Barrymore before he died, and Joan Crawford, and Ginger Rogers, and Veronica Lake, and you can go on through the list of the whole Hollywood.
Well, Mr. Salamunich, I want to tell you that we're honored to have you here. I had no idea that you were such a talented sculptor.
Thank you.
There's one more thing. Would you be interested in doing my statue?
I would.
Why?
Because you have to be in a museum like all famous people.
How do you like that? I'm in the prime of life and he wants to put me in a museum. Well, thanks to you two, I know all about swimming and sculpting, and if I ever decide to have my statue carved, I'll go jump in the lake. Well, let's see how well you make out in the quiz. You run your $20 and the more than our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $2,500 question. I can't tell you how much our other couples won, but George Fenneman is off stage to remind our listeners.
The librarian and the engineer are still ahead with $294.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected international landmarks. Mm-hmm. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 are you going to risk?
$15, mm-hmm. Yeah.
15? In what country do you find the pyramids?
In Egypt.
Egypt is right.
And you're off to a good start. You have $35.
You got $35. Remember, you're going for $2,500 tonight. Now, how much of the $35 are you going to bet on this?
30.
Okay, 30. 30. In what country do you find the Louvre? L-O-U-V-R-E.
Louvre in France.
In France is right.
Now you have $65.
$65. How much are you going to bet this time?
How much we have?
You have 65.
We bet 60.
Okay, 60.
Yuck is a real chiseler, isn't he? In what country do you find the Leaning Tower?
In Pisa, Italy.
In Italy is right.
Now you find the $125.
$125 is your last chance to beat the other couples. How much are you going to go for?
$125. Let's put $125.
Yeah. Okay, the whole works.
Here we go. In what country do you find the Acropolis?
In Greece.
In Greece is right.
And you wind up with a grand total of $250, and that means the librarian and the geologist with $294 get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,500 question.
Gentlemen, I'll ask them the question in 1 minute, but first, here's something of special interest.
Friends, one thing you'll find whenever you're out driving this summer, wherever you go, across town or hundreds of miles from home, you'll never be far from a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Those familiar DeSoto Plymouth dealer signs are spread across the nation, and every one is an invitation to you to stop in and get acquainted. Whether you stop for directions or an emergency service job, you can be sure you'll get courteous attention, a friendly smile, and most important, fast, expert service. Yes, anytime, anywhere you're driving, and you see the sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer, remember it's the sign of better service, faster service, and a fair and square deal every time. And here comes the librarian and the geologist, all ready for the DeSoto Plymouth $2,500 question.
Here we go for $2,500. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you, so think carefully and please, no help from the audience. Here it is. If the President of the United States and the Vice President should both resign, who is next in line to succeed to the office of Chief Executive? All right, what is the answer you two have decided upon?
We'll say the Secretary of State.
No, I'm sorry. According to law passed in 1947, the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Well, you lost the big money, but you won how much?
$294
in the quiz and $100 in the secret word. That's $394. Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for The Best of Groucho from the You Bet Your Life series. Don't miss The Best of Groucho on television, too. Also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see the DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Tomorrow.
Folks, here's a rhyme from the National Safety Council. The rules for driving safely add up to only three: common sense and caution and common courtesy. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.